Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 25, Say Yes to Opportunity. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. This episode opens with a simple instruction: say yes to opportunity. But Earl quickly adds an important qualifier. Before we can say yes to opportunity, we often have to say no. No to the myths, the cliches, and the limiting beliefs that quietly shape our thinking. Too often, we absorb tired ideas about life from people who are themselves unsuccessful, or at least deeply dissatisfied. Earl suggests that many of these people try to build the tallest building in town, not by building something of their own, but by tearing everyone else down. Bad advice is often wrapped in familiar cliches. They sound wise because they're repeated, not because they're true. If you want to be successful, Earl argues, do what successful people do, not what unsuccessful people say. To reinforce this point, Earl quotes John Stuart Mill, who wrote, "He who lets the world, or his own portion of it, choose his plan of life for him, has no need of any other faculty than the ape-like one of imitation. He who chooses his plan for himself employs all his faculties. He must use observation to see, reasoning and judgment to foresee, activity to gather materials for decision, discrimination to decide, and when he has decided, firmness and self-control to hold his deliberate decision." It's a powerful message and a demanding one. Choose your own life. It requires effort. It requires thinking, evaluating evidence, and resisting the pull of imitation. But the alternative, letting others choose for you, requires almost nothing at all. Earl's message is clear. Make decisions based on the best information you can find, not on popular opinion. Most people are not particularly successful, and following the crowd usually leads exactly where the crowd already is. Earl then revisits one of his familiar claims, that we only use 10% of our mental capacity. Now, again, I'm going to admit here that this is where my skepticism kicks in. What does this actually even mean, 10% of our mental ability? How would we measure mental capacity in terms of percentage? If taken literally, it feels more like a metaphor than a scientific claim. But if what Earl means is this, that the most of us do not consistently apply our attention, effort, and discipline toward meaningful goals, then I think the idea holds up. Not because we're holding back brain power, but because we avoid difficult, uncomfortable, focused work. In that sense, using more of our capacity might simply mean choosing effort over distraction. Earl then returns to a theme we've heard before: the benefits that tend to follow success. Successful people, he argues, experience more recognition, self-esteem, rewards, service to the community, change and variety in their lives. Unsuccessful people tend to experience less of these things. Their lives can become stagnant, narrow, and repetitive. Earl even delivers a line that's intentionally provocative. God must really love the unsuccessful because he made so many of them. It's uncomfortable, but it's meant to wake us up. This section triggered a couple important realizations for me. The first is that there is something like a Matthew principle at work here. The idea that to those who have, more will be given. Successful people are exposed to more opportunities because they are already successful. They receive more positive feedback because they contribute more value. They encounter more change because they're open to it. It can feel unfair, like the rich getting richer. But Earl would argue this isn't about fairness. It's about how the world is structured. Momentum compounds. The second realization is a bit more hopeful. If you are currently unsuccessful or feel boxed in or left out of the opportunities, the way forward isn't waiting for fairness. It's deliberately doing something uncomfortable that can move you toward growth. Learn when it's hard. Show up when it's awkward. Say yes when it's risky. That's how the positive feedback loop begins. And once you start experiencing successful opportunities, there's one final warning. Don't become stagnant. Comfort is the fastest way to shut down future opportunity. So episode 25 leaves me with these reminders. Say yes to opportunity, but first, say no to limiting myths. Choose your own plan instead of imitating others. Accept discomfort as the price for growth, and remember that opportunity expands for those willing to move. Time will pass either way. You might as well say yes. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.